The Vermont State College System wants a big boost in state funding. Right now, state funding makes up 17% of the system's budget, but leaders of the colleges want that to increase to 30% over the next few years. Earlier today, I reached Chancellor of the Vermont State Colleges, Jeb Spaulding, on his cell phone and asked him why he wants that increase.
The very low level of state support is eroding the ability of Vermonters to get the education beyond high school that's going to allow them to lift their lives and support the employers needing an educated and ready workforce. You know, it's important to note that the founding statute that created the Vermont State Colleges in 1961 specifically said that the state would support in full or in substantial part the Vermont State Colleges. By the time I arrived in the state senate in the 1980s, it was about 50% coming from the state, and we're now down to 17%. And that is leaving Vermonters in a situation where, you know, we have the lowest state support per student in the country, and that translates into, if not the highest, one of the very highest tuitions in the country.
So you're looking for an increase of about $25 million over a few years, is that right?
Yeah, we came up with a weighted benchmark of the average of the 2 and 4 year public colleges and universities in New England, which is 30%. The difference between 17% and 30% for us would be $25 million this year. We know that that's not possible for the legislature, so what we are asking the governor and legislature to consider is a multi-year, five-year plan to get us up to the New England average.
Well, so budgets are always tight. There's lots of things that the state needs to fund every year. So do you have an identified source where that increase in money would come from?
We don't want to get into competition. People are always looking for available funds. I like to point out the fact that there was a Supreme Court decision this summer that made it so that for the first time, all of the out-of-state internet retailers will be paying sales tax. That was estimated to raise an additional $4 to $7 million this year, and in the out years, 15 to 20. That's one possible source. I noticed that the revenues are coming in, significantly higher than expected. There are possibilities. It's a question of priorities.
Well, what happens if you don't get an increase in funding? Are you considering closing any of the Vermont State Colleges?
We are not considering closing any of the state colleges, but we will continue to get smaller. We have over 200 fewer employees working for the Vermont State Colleges now than we did a few years ago. And that means that we're less able to provide the supports that are necessary for students to succeed and graduate from college. And keep in mind, the Vermont State Colleges, as the public school system, has an awful lot of students that, you know, come from difficult backgrounds and have struggled in school. And, you know, our job is to help them succeed.
Well, this year's enrollment is down by about 2,000 students compared to what it was in 2010. Why should lawmakers support greater funding for Vermont State Colleges if the trend is towards a lower number of students?
Well, you know, we have leveled off in recent years, but keep in mind that there are 25% fewer seniors in high school this year than there were 10 years ago. So, you know, there is a smaller pipeline coming out the other end, but there are 40% of the students that are graduating from high school and 60% of the lower income Vermonters graduating from high school that are going on to no post-secondary education. And we need to develop programs and provide access for those Vermonters if we're going to actually meet the workforce needs.
Finally, do you have lawmakers who are on board with your plan?
I think people understand the case, and we've gotten a lot of support. How that translates into, you know, action in the legislature is too soon to tell.
Jeb Spaulding is the chancellor of the Vermont State Colleges System. Thanks for speaking with me.
Henry, thank you very much.